Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I give it to someone special.
Sensible, adjective, having, using, or showing good sense or sound judgment.
I'm not a classy guy.
Come on, two words, nipple belt.
You look like peaches and syrup.
I think Amber would look good scalped.
Not sensible.
Sensible people.
What's going on, everybody?
What's up, sensible fuckers?
Ho, ho, ho.
We got a two-parter for you guys. Tis the season, I suppose. We've got a holiday special for you. So this episode 8 and episode 9 are both related to the holidays. So we hope to have a lot of fun with you guys over these next couple of episodes.
I thought that song in the beginning of this episode just got me going to do the episode.
Beautiful.
I thought so too.
It was pretty bad.
It's kind of like a now age Michael Bolton. That's the way I look at it.
So I'm playing a little injured today, I must say.
Why?
I had a rough night.
We all have had them. Let's hear it.
I had a really rough night, and I'm on 4 hours of sleep, so pardon the raspy voice, although, I mean, nothing can really top your singing in the opening segment.
His fucking glasses are crooked,
so
too, as
I
we sit here and look at
him. Crooked glasses on. I got fucked up last night, and I just feel like shit, but you know what? I'm playing injured, like I said. I'm not sitting on the bench.
Well, what better time? It's the holidays. You could get a little Christmas drunk.
That's for sure.
It's the best drunk there is.
Have you been Christmas drunk many a times?
Many a time. I love it. Like hot drink Christmas drunk too sometimes.
Like a nice hot chocolate with a little...
No, like a glug.
Glug.
You ever had glug?
What the fuck is
it's like that spiced
that.
Holiday drink. You heat it up. It's like a hot wine, I think. Okay. But like you heat it up and you drink it hot. It's
sounds
really
terrible.
Good. It's got like these like little balls in there. I don't know what they are, like cinnamon sticks or something.
Cranberry?
Something. Glug. I like
Glug.
It.
Glug. Is that, you know what, like ethnicity that comes
no,
from?
I don't know. Antioch.
The North
That's
Pole.
Where it gets rude.
Santa's.
But yeah, you know, with that, with the holidays, the reason we're doing these two episodes today, there's a lot to say about the holidays, and everybody's got stories of, you know, what's happened, what family members you bumped into, where you had to travel. And so that's why we want to talk to you guys today about Tis the Season. And so I'm going to start. I wanted to tell you guys about the story, not Christmas. So this was on Black Wednesday before Thanksgiving. I believe, I can't remember right, I was 17 or 18. And we were going to a family trip the next morning on Thanksgiving to Mexico. And so I went over to my neighbor, my best friend's at the time, and a neighbor kid went over there, and we started drinking all night. I'll never forget. It was Sunkissed and vodka. Never had one since that day. Drank Sunkissed and vodka all night. I was so messed up. And again, I was 18. So at the time, I didn't think of the ramifications. Just having a good time. Stumble home at 3 a.m., and the limo is coming to get us at 5. So I go to sleep. My mom wakes me up at like 4 to get up. Of course, I didn't get up. She wakes me up at like 4:15. I don't get up. She wakes me up at like 4:30. Don't get up. I finally get up at 4:40. I never felt so worse. I somehow got myself into the limo. I laid on the limo floor the whole way. Then I get to the airport. I lay in the airport, sleep in the airport. Finally get on the plane. I felt so bad for this guy. So I'm sitting next to a random guy. I have a Starbucks cup that I was drinking coffee earlier. So I brought the Starbucks cup in. I'm sitting there. The plane takes off. We get up in the air, and I instantly have to puke. So I look over. There's no way I'm making it to the bathroom and crawling over people. So the Starbucks cup was empty, thank God. I open the lid, and I puke right inside the Starbucks cup, fill it up, cap it off. And the guy, it was like chunky, too. It wasn't watery. It was like oatmeal. So it filled up nicely, and the guy's just staring at me the whole time, and I just felt so bad. I looked at him, and then I made, like, my mom or dad, I can't remember, switch with me. I went and sat somewhere else.
You made him drink.
I felt so bad.
That's fucking
But
brutal.
I'll never to that day drink Sunkissed and vodka, and I'll never go on a plane hungover again. It
Being
was the worst day of my life.
Being hungover on a plane is really bad. I've only been on a plane hungover maybe 2 or 3 times, but it's fucking awful. Like,
the worst
there was
thing
one
ever.
Time in Vegas where it was... We were out there for New Year's. A couple days after was when we were leaving. And we were like, I was like begging my wife to stay in Vegas for another night. I'm like, I just have to, I cannot ride this plane right now. I was like crying at the fucking airport.
I literally debated not going.
I literally shed a tear. I was in so much pain.
I didn't want to go.
Because when you're hungover in general, you just want to curl up into a ball and be in fucking bed. And being on a plane when you're not hungover is like the antichrist of that. It's fucking uncomfortable. You're crammed.
Yeah.
It's long. You can't breathe. You don't have space. And so being hungover on top of that is like, oh my God.
To top it off,
we
get to the Cancun airport. And as soon as you get there, there's like, you know, the natives are handing out rum punches in your face. And I just wanted a two-hand shove them like into the side
of
the wall.
I
think I did. It was the last thing I wanted to look at.
So
do you guys do Friendsgivings?
I do.
Not recently, because we moved down here, so a lot of our friends are up in Wausau, but...
I think it's getting out of hand. There's just too many of them.
I agree with you to an extent.
But, you do the traditional, just like Thanksgiving, but instead of family, you're with friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everybody's a little overserved, you bring a plate.
Are yours all usually nude?
I'd say half the time.
It's just a nudesgiving?
But I think tonight... I got to go to one tonight. I told him I'm going to bring a case of Busch Light and a bottle of Hypnotic. So we'll see if it gets me in the door. I'm not cooking anything.
Hypnotic?
Have you guys ever had Hypnotic?
No.
The blue? It's like
I know what it is.
Blue drink.
Yeah, I know what it is. I've never had it.
Maybe like mixed.
In high school, we drank it.
That sounds like just looking at that bottle, fucking talking about hangovers. That looks like a fucking hangover in a bottle.
You want to talk about hangover? So there was, speaking of Friendsgiving, there was one Friendsgiving like 5 or 6 years ago. My brother and I were at it, completely drunk off our asses. So there was the bowl of gravy left, like thick ass gravy. So they dared us to have a chugging contest with the gravy.
Oh, God.
So my brother and I both chugged gravy.
Right out of the gravy boat?
Right out of the gravy boat. It was disgusting. Because I don't even use gravy as it is.
I don't either.
And it was that my stomach the next morning, bad.
Not good.
There's no amount of Tums that's going to fix that.
Yeah. It looks the same going in as it does coming out, though.
It's true.
That's a deep hole you dug yourself into there. Well, I get, why don't you do gravy? Let me go back to that.
I'm not a sauce guy. I don't do any sauces.
Anything?
No, I eat plain, which you're supposed to eat. Cheeseburger, meat and cheese. Sandwich,
ham and cheese.
Who
says you're supposed to eat?
Because how else are you supposed to taste what you're eating? Why don't you just eat the sauce if you're going to put sauce all over it?
No, I normally love sauces, but the only sauce that potatoes need is butter.
Potatoes. Oh, like a baked potato or like mashed potatoes.
Like mashed potatoes. Yeah, you don't even put gravy on it. Just put butter.
I don't put gravy on potatoes, but it's got to go on the turkey.
I want to taste the turkey, not the gravy.
But you'd still taste the turkey.
No, get the gravy out.
Gravy's good, man.
It's the only thing. That's the only reason I'm somewhat, I wouldn't even call myself healthy, but I don't eat any sauces. No sour cream,
no
guac.
You're not a healthy eater. You won't even eat a fucking pea.
Hey, I ate salad last night.
Oh,
congratulations.
Golf clap.
It was a good grilled chicken salad.
So I think the Friendsgivings, they're fun. I mean, sometimes they're fun. They're a lot of good food. It's just an extended Thanksgiving, essentially.
Yeah.
So you're just fucking pounding your stomach with more and more food and you drink and have a good time. But what about when it comes to real family and Thanksgiving and stuff? How do you guys have big families that you celebrate with?
No, not really. Our Thanksgiving is pretty small recently, but it used to be pretty big.
Yeah. What do you like better, the big or small?
I like the bigger one.
Do you?
Yeah.
The hustle and bustle of the holidays.
Yeah. You get to talk to everyone. You don't have to talk to anyone for too long, though. You just kind of make your round a little bit.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, are these people you usually see a lot when it's a bigger group? Or is it like the one-off, like you'll see them once a year and it's at Thanksgiving?
Yeah, since we moved, it's more like I just see them at Thanksgiving and maybe Christmas.
And you probably have the same conversation every year now.
Yes, exactly.
How's school going?
How's your job? Oh, God, I hate that.
I know. I can't stand that, too, because it's just bullshit at the end of the day.
I wish that, they could hear what was going on inside my head when I see it. Because
I feel like you don't wish that.
Yeah, probably don't.
I just don't care.
I just don't care.
What always trips me up every year on the holidays is you come in, you say hi, you give all the hugs, and I always have these uncles where... It's like they go in for the handshake, so I go for the shake, but then they pull their hand away and go in for the hug. So what is the proper way? Do you hug an uncle or do you shake hands? Because I always get tripped up.
I I would say it depends on the uncle and your relationship mm-hmm. with them.
Yeah.
You ever fuck an uncle?
No. Oh, no. I haven't even thought about it.
I pegged you as an uncle fucker. I mean, I usually hug my uncles, but
why start with your hand out and then go for the hug?
Well, that's
it's like
weird.
They're confusing me.
Yeah. The old switcheroo.
And then it ends
mid.
Up being like that half hug. That,
yeah, I know.
That
what you're
I think
about.
That is the uncle hug. It's the half hug.
The half hug is usually the uncle hug, but I'm still looking at you, and I feel like you're an uncle fucker.
You talk about something funny with family. So you were asking Taylor what we all do for the holidays, and we grew up going to my dad's side of the family, which is pretty big. He had seven kids total in that family. And we had a church family band where most of all the kids when we were younger played an instrument.
After hearing that opening segment.
So, like, I was on the saxophone, and I had a nice bowl cut. My cousin sang, Missy, and my brother was on the trombone. And my aunt, who coordinated this all, was on the accordion.
Whoa.
So the church family band was a main attraction. There were people would line up down the street for miles yeah. to come in and grab a drink and listen to the show.
And who would you peg as the Michael Jackson of the group?
I have to say myself.
Okay.
No, actually, probably my cousin Becky. She orchestrated it.
Accordion's pretty tough, isn't it? It's kind of my, father-in-law can play the accordion.
It's like a half piano, half like, I don't know, like
slinky.
Like, how does this? Why does a slinky noise? Like, why does it make a noise when you like move it? I don't get
it.
The
only instrument I play is the butt trumpet.
I pegged you as a skin flute or a mouth organ.
We didn't have a family band, but we had like the talent show, like the cousin talent shows, where all of us would have to go up and sing like a little Christmas song or do a little dance just to get the attention of all the parents when everyone was there.
So what'd you do? What'd you do?
The jig.
What would you do with Mark Summers?
I would do like a little dance routine with one of my sisters. I would force them to be in it, but I was the star, obviously.
Were you the choreographer?
Yeah.
And you told them to get in the back?
Yep, they were in the back. I was in the front. I was doing all the moves.
I think Amber has a different side to her that we don't know.
I was a little bit bossy
She's
back
a little
then.
Narcissist.
Maybe I still am.
It's like the little girl like setting up like a pole.
Yeah.
Little pole dancer.
She's slapping her sisters. So another funny thing. I have this cousin. And I'm not
You fucked him too?
No, it's a she.
Oh, okay.
And we're not talking about the sheep. But we have a cousin, and I'm gonna try to keep this as clean as possible. cousin Shelley. And don't get to see her often, and she comes around every once in a while for family holidays. And in one fall swoop on Christmas Eve, because that's when we celebrated with my dad's family, what a lineup she did with the family, and a memorable one that we'll never forget. So all in the same night, first thing she does is my aunt, where we celebrate it, has this custom-made nativity scene, like all hand-carved and stuff, I guess. Shelley steals Joseph from the nativity scene, just pockets it. And obviously we didn't know this at the time. So
how old was she at the time?
Probably 40s.
A full grown woman.
I'm thinking of like a little kid. Yeah.
Mind you, Shelley has some issues.
Okay.
So she steals the Joseph, and you know, the next day, obviously my aunt contacts all the moms and everybody in the family, says, I'm looking for Joseph. Someone stole it. Like, and my aunt's so nice. It's not like she cared, but she just wanted people to know. So Shelley calls my aunt, I want to say a week later, and says, hey, aunt so-and-so, I took Joseph. And so my aunt was like, okay, you know, like, thanks for calling, letting me know. Like, can you just, here's my address, can you send it back? And Shelley goes, no, I just want you to know I stole it, and I'm not giving it back. So she steals this Joseph out of the nativity scene and decides not to give it back. And the whole thing, it's never been replaced. So every time we go there on Christmas, we see the missing Joseph.
So odd.
The same night, she falls into their antique, totally expensive grandfather clock and breaks the grandfather clock.
Drunk or just like?
Yeah, drunk and on medication. And then she goes into the toilet and, you know, pinches that Christmas loaf, completely clogs it up. Water on the floor.
My dad
had to help clean it because he's the plumber.
Oh my God.
And that's how Shelley made her mark on Christmas Eve.
It's like a cousin Eddie. from Christmas Vacation.
Pretty much, right? Yeah.
It's like, that's what I've got. Yeah. Shelly.
Nicest lady in the world, though.
Seems I like Shelly. Yeah. She's got like the balls to admit it, but she's not giving it back.
I stole it. It's hers. And I'm not giving it back.
Why would she admit it?
Wanted a call to let her know that she had it.
Okay.
But you're not
just so she wasn't wondering, you know. Yeah. I mean, kidnapped your Joseph, just so you're not worried.
I don't, my family's fucking weird, but I don't spend that much time with them. I mean, I feel like we all have weird families. Yeah. Who doesn't, right? Or at least a couple members. All families weird. Right. You guys are fucking weird.
Yeah. I wouldn't call you guys family. I know another time my other aunt, there's an antique phone in the same place. She picks it up, dials 911 because she thought it was a fake phone. No, it's a real phone. And then hangs up when someone answers. So the cops showed up at the door.
We have like that same story, but it was like the little cousins. It was like children at Christmas. They like went back and used my grandma's like rotary phone. She still had one of those dial ones.
Yeah, that's what it was.
And they were playing with it because they thought it was fake. They called 911. I don't know if they hung up like your aunt did, but 20 minutes later, we had a knock on our door, just a police officer saying, hey, you guys called 911. What's happening in here?
Okay, fake or not, why dial 911? Why is that the go-to number to try a phone out? Why don't you just dial 111?
Right?
Like, and then someone answers and you don't answer?
And why didn't you at least say, like, oh, we were sorry. Thought this, I don't know.
Say what you're
something. Just caught off guard, I guess, in panic,
Do you guys have to visit, like, do you have to visit multiple locations on holidays? Yes. Like, do you stay home?
That we do have to do. Just my family's so disjointed because I have 6 dads and no moms. I was hatched from an egg. Yeah, we have to go all over the place, especially when you're married, too. I mean, that all has
it sucks. An
entire other element of that side of the family. And I've got my dad, who's on his own. I've got my mom, who's got a fiance. I've got my mom's ex-husband, who I grew up with as a stepfather, who I'm still close with. And so, yeah, it's just all over the place. And the holidays are great. But they're almost like overwhelming. They go so fast.
For sure.
You can't get shit done that you want to get done. Mm-hmm. It's consuming. It's like you get 2 days off for work for Thanksgiving and what's now Black Friday. And it's like, it doesn't feel like a 4-day weekend. I mean, as nice as it is to just spend some quality time with family, like it goes so fast.
Yeah, it's definitely not relaxing. It's fun, but it's not relaxing at all.
I love all of you, my extended family, and you know who you are, but I just want to stay home and do what I want to do. I don't want to travel around anywhere. Like,
yeah, at least you don't travel, right?
No. It's all in a driving distance.
I mean,
a lot of people
have to travel.
Yeah. We have like 4 hours to go up. And we're doing that for Thanksgiving. We're going to go to both of them. But this year, we're going to try and get out of Christmas. I think we're going to just stay home, just me and Adam, for Christmas. And we haven't told my mother-in-law yet. I think we're just going to be honest and say we don't want to travel this year.
You could always go with, I have the shits.
Yeah.
It's always
we'll see how much she cries when we tell her at
Thanksgiving. You guys eloped. You just grab a bottle of DEET, bottle of wine, bottle of DEET, and have yourself a good night with Adam. So, obviously, Thanksgiving time, but it's also Christmas time.
Yeah. Love Christmas.
So, talking about Christmas, how did you guys find out Santa was not real?
It was so disappointing to me. I was a true believer, and I don't know about you guys, like the Santas in the mall and they're like little helpers. My mom would always say that they were elves. Like they weren't actually Santa, but they were elves. So it was a good story. And I always believed it. But anyway, I had a basketball hoop in my basement, like a Nerf hoop. And I would play basketball. Well, the basketball rolled underneath my dad's desk one time. It was probably like 2 weeks before Christmas. And I get the basketball and there's a gift wrapped already. It says to Ryan from Santa.
Oh.
And I was like, what the fuck? And so I go up right away and I ask my mom and she's like, oh, he delivered it early. He said he was busy that night. He couldn't stop by the house.
He was busy at Christmas Eve.
How old were you? 14, 15?
It was last year. No, I was second grade. And I remember in second grade before that happened.
Yeah.
This chick was telling me that he wasn't real and I was so mad at her. And I don't get why we tell people fake things.
Like, you don't get why like we now, say Santa's real?
Yeah, but didn't it build your Christmas spirit, you fuck?
I don't think I'm going to have Jackson believe in Santa.
No, oh, come on.
I'm
going to
say
don't ruin it.
I go to every house and I give the gift.
So you are Santa.
I am Santa. Tim Allen.
I personally, I can't remember actually ever truly believing in Santa. I know I did when I was really, really little.
Because you're skeptical.
But I feel like I wanted to believe so bad, but I just couldn't get myself to believe. So every Christmas movie I would watch, I would be like, I want to believe in this so bad, but I don't ever actually remember.
She probably
truly believing.
I could see Amber probably went to like the local library to see if there was any like local files and facts about spotting Santa to see if he was real.
It
didn't make sense how everybody got like a different amount of presents from Santa. Like, why would I get so many, but then like my cousin would only get two or
something?
Because
you're naughty or nice.
Just believe.
Like, that
didn't
make
you ever
sense.
Watch Santa Tracker?
Santa
what
Tracker.
What about you, Taylor?
So, you guys are going to laugh. I like, let myself believe into way too long. Basically, way too long.
16.
And you truly believed.
Well, I mean, it or got to it a point. Of... Like, I just kind of, like, kept forcing myself to
want like
to
believe.
Yeah, like, you wanted to believe. Right. But I did, like, kind of believe. I wasn't sure, I guess I'd say.
Okay.
Maybe like eighth grade.
Did you say, do you believe in life after love?
Not in that voice, but.
That's Santa's voice.
I don't know. I was too old for sure. I get shit from it from B.
I know you mentioned earlier, you were saying like how fast they go. I get borderline depressed when Christmas is over.
I know. Like
it's
taking
so
down the
depressing.
Tree. You don't want
sad.
To.
I've laid on the railroad tracks one day for like 2 hours just debating if it was worth it.
Did a train come?
It scared me and I got up.
I found that the longer you leave your Christmas decorations up, actually the more likely you are to have like the Christmas blues. Like you got to take it down right away and just get it over
it's
with.
It's like rip the Band-Aid off and let's move on.
Mm-hmm. Just go right into New Year's.
But what's the next?
New Year's.
Yeah, but then
New Year's is
ends
right there.
And
your birthday's on New Year's.
Yeah, I always got gypped.
Because that's a big gyp.
And that's I will say, I did not get gypped with my parents, but everybody else I got gypped.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. No one gives a shit about the birthday boy right after Christmas.
Although one year for my birthday, all I got was an anger management DVD.
The actual movie.
The actual movie.
I was going to say, what were
you
doing?
You need that.
Yeah, I feel like you need the actual like tutorial. I celebrated your birthday last year. I remember we did a little party bus. That was fun.
Dana's thinking about doing it again, but I don't know if I can handle
it.
Especially with
a one-time occasion.
Earlier this year, we found out that guy fell out on 94 on a party bus and died.
Oh,
remember?
That's right. Yeah.
And I think now they have to like change the doors or something.
It's
we
pretty,
were falling
about,
all
it's
over
so
the place.
Dangerous. The guy's going 70. We're all standing, drinking.
I speared Dana at one point.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I slipped in one of your guy friends.
What do you mean you slipped in?
Like, I just happened to be unzipped and I slipped in.
That reminds me of another Christmas thing. The mistletoe.
I could see Amber going mouth to mouth, necking under mistletoe. I picture her as that.
Do people actually kiss under the mistletoe?
Yeah, I don't. That's what
does
what
it
I don't
mean?
Understand.
Do people fuck under the mistletoe? Yeah. That's what I really want to know. I feel like that's more of an accomplishment.
What base under the mistletoe?
Just a peck on the cheek for
I feel
me.
Like, what'd we coin second base as?
Anal.
Anal under the mistletoe with Ryan Church.
We used to have Christmas parties before we had a kid, and we used to just take scotch tape. Like I'd break off a little piece of our Christmas tree, and I would scotch tape it up on the fucking ceiling so people could kiss under the mistletoe.
And did anyone do it, though?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think anyone does it.
I don't know if anybody noticed
it. It's in every song. I feel like it's a big deal. When did that originate?
I don't know.
I don't know the history of the mistletoe.
I think circa 5202 in Kuwait. Do you guys ever open up those stupid advent calendars?
Yes, I love those.
I hate them.
Why do you hate them?
I don't...
Who's you really gonna eat that chocolate in that box?
You can get other ones that aren't just chocolate.
Fortune cookies.
They sell ones now that are like makeup or like beer. Like they make really specialty
ones.
That's
kind of cool.
Yeah.
Beer? What do you mean beer?
Like beer.
Like
so
just
you
a
have
drop.
One, no, like bottles of beer or like the like little bottles of beer.
What about
also?
Little like weed nuggets?
Cool.
Little what?
Weed nuggets.
Oh, that's a possibility.
In Colorado?
That's a good question. What would your dream advent calendar be? It could be anything. Doesn't have to be actually feasible, but what would it be? I think for me, it would be milkshakes. Like a new milkshake every day of December up till Christmas.
Milkshake? You're a big ice cream fan,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, yep.
Oh, yeah, me too. I love fucking ice cream. But milkshakes?
Yeah,
milkshakes. So just like little mini bottles?
No, like a full milkshake. Doesn't have
a
to be
full
feasible.
Milkshake.
You know, you just buy it in a big pack and put it in your freezer and just every day you get a new milkshake.
That's healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. How about you?
I don't know. I think I would go a peppermint Altoid every day.
Just one Altoid?
Just one Altoid.
Just need a little bit.
Yeah. In the morning, your breath stinks like complete
That's
asshole.
That's pretty good. I like that.
My breath?
I like the Altoid idea.
Or actually,
Advent
no,
calendar with an Altoid.
I'll change it. I'll go a double bubble.
Okay.
Gum.
I love gum.
You know what? That's what I would go. A nice piece of gum. Different flavor every day.
Like
different
fruit,
brand.
The zebra
That'd
fruit
cool.
stripe.
Oh, that used to be so good. They still sell that shit.
You want to do a whole episode on gum?
We could.
Taste test different gums. We'll have the audience pick which gum we're chewing in our mouths.
So you guys view Christmas now, I guess the holidays in general, but mostly Christmas. Do you guys view it now way differently than you did as a kid?
Totally. Completely.
I know. Isn't it weird?
Yeah, it's almost like a little bit sad.
It
now.
Is. It's definitely not as fun.
Well, what's weird for you is you have a kid now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not even.
It's not about me anymore.
No, it's not.
So, that's what sucks.
I mean, he's not at the age that he can really comprehend Christmas, right?
You saying that he has a disability?
Like he doesn't.
Yeah, is
he
excited? He doesn't.
Christmas, right?
He told me he gets it. He wrote an essay about it. No, he doesn't get it.
Right. But so, he will soon.
Like this year, what will be way more fun is like he'll be able to rip the wrapping paper off. He'll like the boxes and not the presents. Where last year he didn't have any clue. At least this year he'll rip the boxes open and stuff. So it'll be cool.
That's cool. Do you still take pictures with Santa?
Yeah, we did last year and he was totally cool with it, but I don't think this year he's gonna.
No,
cool
I'm not talking
it.
About him. I'm talking about you.
Yeah, with my pants off.
Hey, Santa.
I asked Santa what was popping up and when I sat down in his lap.
You asked for an advent calendar with gum when you sit on his lap.
It's weird. Every time I take him to visit Santa, Santa always whispers something in my ear.
Yeah.
Or licks it.
That's creepy.
Yeah.
What a
good, I just roll with
how
it.
How about
though.
Bad Santa? What a fucking,
one of the best movies ever.
Yeah.
You seen it, Amber?
Yeah, we watched it at work last year.
That's
Bad Santa is so good. And I didn't
so funny.
I didn't see the second one. It looks kind of bad.
I would say it was worth seeing once.
You saw it?
Yeah.
Funny
Kathy,
parts.
Is it Kathy? Yeah, Kathy Bates is in it. And she's funny.
Yeah.
She's a pretty good actress. It's
how was Thurman
it's not
Merman
as good
growing
as the first
up?
One. Dude.
Is he
identical.
Good? Really?
It's so weird seeing. It's literally the same fucking person, but fatter and taller.
So what makes me feel old, the first Bad Santa, that was like, is that approaching 15 years ago?
Maybe? Yeah. It was a while ago. I was probably like a freshman in high school maybe when that came out.
You know the chick that he bangs the bartender in his car?
Yeah.
In the first one.
What's her name? I forget the actress's name.
Yeah, but she is in the newest season of Curbed.
Oh, she is?
Yeah. Another reason to check it
out.
You
don't know her name, do you?
No, but wasn't she from Gilmore Girls?
Yeah, I think so.
What's
her
name? It's the mom, right? Mm-hmm. Gilmore Girls? Not that I watch Gilmore Girls or anything. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, obviously, I haven't taken pictures with Santa, but when you guys were kids, you were dragged and took pictures
definitely.
Like every year with Santa.
I was terrified.
Yeah. They can be scary. But I never encountered a bad Santa.
Like Christmas for me as a kid, I was such like a brat. I loved it because I was so greedy. I just wanted so many gifts. I was a kid that would scream I'd want to open up gifts early or at least give me a stocking gift early. Ask my family, my parents. I was a pain in the fucking dick.
I used to put out like little... Fucking like I don't know what it was. It was like some kind of grain, and it was called like it was in this
a
little
grain.
Yeah, it was a little grain I'd put outside
for the reindeer.
Yeah,
yeah.
Did you do that
yeah.
reindeer food? Uh-huh. So stupid.
Or like little carrots.
They're
slices.
Never coming.
But my dad would go out and he would make fake little reindeer prints in the snow in the front of the house.
See, that's
and kind
that's
of
dedication.
Mix it around.
That's
or effort. Were they camel toes?
Oh, I don't know.
Or a good old moose knuckle.
They're There is something special about, like, I don't know. There's something magical about parents putting the fucking presents. Like, I still to this day don't know how they did it.
I know.
What? How did you do it? I woke up and there were just tons of presents.
Ryan will have to teach us the art this year.
Yeah, I will. You know, this was after I knew Santa wasn't real, and it sucked because it would have been so sweet. One Christmas morning, it snowed Christmas morning. There was snow on the ground. And right outside my parents' bay window was like six deer just standing in the road looking into our window. So it was pretty cool. Yeah. But we didn't believe in Santa, so I was like, I didn't, whatever, get the fuck out.
So we haven't played this in a while, but let's play Sensible or Not. Okay. Why not?
What's that?
It's a little game we've played before where we'll throw out a scenario and then we'll judge whether that scenario is sensible or not sensible in our sensible opinions.
And you, as the listeners, have to live by what's sensible. Don't let us catch you doing something unsensible.
So, first one goes to Ryan. Having to say goodbye to every relative before you leave. So, we talked about at Thanksgiving seeing these relatives that you may often, maybe you don't see them until Thanksgiving every year.
Anytime at a family gathering. So my wife and I are known for this, for family and friends, that when we are at a gathering and we want to leave, we leave. We sneak off. They say that we do a sneak attack because, like, when I'm ready to go to bed, I want to go to bed. If I took all the extra time to say goodbye to everybody, that's probably another 45 minutes. So family gathering, we'll be sitting there, and I'll go, Dana, you ready? And for the most part, she's always on the same page with me. And I'm like, we're doing a sneak attack. We're not even saying bye. And we will literally just look like one way, look another way, and we take off and leave without saying bye. Why? I said hi to you when I came into the house. Why do I have to say bye to you, hug all you, do the half uncle hug to everybody, a little pat in the ass to somebody? I'm leaving.
It is annoying. When you have to go through each individual person, it takes forever.
And I don't want to talk. You know, I don't want to make small talk.
I know, more small talk.
Yeah.
It ends up dragging on. I do the same thing. But I always get caught fucking having to say bye to
everybody. The worst is getting caught.
You get caught and you're like, God damn it. I said bye to half these people. Now I got to say bye to the other half individually. It's nice when you can just be like, hey, see y'all.
That's what I try to do. The whole group.
You
like,
do the whole
the
group wave.
Good seeing y'all. Yeah, the group wave. See, you got to kind of get everybody in one snapshot.
Foul swoop.
Yeah.
We grew up, my dad was the complete opposite. Anywhere my dad goes, he literally has to say goodbye to every single person that he knows. And it's like, when we were little, it's like we just wanted to leave. Like, let's go. So annoying.
Sensible or not sensible?
It's completely sensible to take off and not say bye to anybody.
I would say if it's a large group, yes, you can take off. If it's a small group, try to do the bye everyone or just a little walk around.
So Amber's saying it's sensible, but at least try to at least do the group wave.
Yes.
Fair enough.
All right. So the next one we got is, this is a type of Christmas gift specifically. Is it more sensible to give a gift card or an actual, there's three, a gift card, money, or an actual present, a gift?
I think that depends.
No, it doesn't.
Just give me a fucking gift card.
Gift card?
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
That's my least favorite
Get
one
the fuck
there.
Out of here with your gift cards. I hate gift cards.
Why?
I hate them. I want a gift. I want to open something and use it that day. I don't want to wait.
This question
two days.
Wasn't for you. It was for us.
All right.
What's
your answer?
Not sensible.
For giving, I try to give what I think the person's going to want. So my younger sisters, I'll give them money because I know they just want money. They don't care about what I'm going to pick
give
out.
Money
not
on
sensible.
Christmas.
Nobody gives money on Christmas.
You could do money on a birthday.
Yeah, agree.
Or a bar mitzvah.
Not sensible.
Or a bris.
Gift card sensible.
No, gift card no.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
All right, hold on. Let's go down the
line. Gift cards are nice.
Amber, what's your vote on gift card? Yay or nay?
Nay.
Taylor, you're yay, right?
Yep.
Amber, money, yay or nay?
Yay.
Taylor,
just give me the dirtiest look.
Gift?
Yay. That's the number one.
Of course. Nay.
The most sensible thing on Christmas morning is a gift. A gift.
I
that
think
was the accent from Fuller House.
A gift is certainly the most sensible to give and receive.
Because then you can play with it when you open it.
Yeah. All right. Agreed.
Okay.
Taylor prefers Amico cards.
Okay, what about gearing up for the holiday season? Can you play Christmas music before Thanksgiving?
Yes. Right after Halloween, you play that Christmas music because it's so good. Mariah Carey blasting at work. Why not?
You can have Christmas joy for more than 25 days.
No, it gets too ridiculous.
What are you listening to on Christmas Eve?
No, I think right before Thanksgiving is just fine. But to me, right before Thanksgiving is okay to start listening to a little bit. But right after Thanksgiving, it's full go. But right after Halloween, I don't know. It's the fall.
We got to celebrate.
Let the fall live. Gears.
It kind of sounds like Little Nicky. It's the fall.
Let the fall live. Let the fall live.
I just love Christmas music so much, and there's so many good artists that do the songs now.
Yeah.
So complete. What is it? Wait, who's deciding?
So Ryan, sensible or not?
It's sensible to listen before Thanksgiving.
Not sensible.
And I think it's sensible.
It's sensible. Put a stamp on it.
All right. What's next? Tree disposal. You guys get fake or real trees?
Yeah, let's go down. What do you get, Amber?
We're renting right now, so we have to get a fake tree.
They're renting
a tree.
We're renting our house.
If they give it back after the first of the year, there's no extra charge. Yeah. Or before the first of the year.
No, we're renting our house, so we have to have a fake tree. It's in our lease for some reason. It's a really big fire hazard.
And you actually signed that contract?
I did.
I feel like you wouldn't sign because of that.
I kind of truly in my heart like fake trees better, though.
They're easy.
They are.
Okay, so Amber's fake. What are you?
I will say a real tree is nice. We had one growing up, but my mom is a fucking Christmas nut, so we had three trees. We always had one real, and it's nice.
Yeah.
It's smell, and so it's kind of festive, yeah. But what a pain in the ass. We have a fake tree. It's just too much work.
You got to go real.
It's expensive, too.
Okay, the experience. So is the fake trees?
No, but the fake tree, you spend a couple hundred bucks and you're good
you
for 10
for,
years.
Yeah,
what
years?
Do you mean?
Yeah.
You have to throw it out every year.
No.
That's what I did.
You're doing it wrong.
No, you got to go with real tree. The experience, you go out, you cut the tree down, you drag it back to the place, pick out some ornaments, drink some cocoa. It's the experience.
All right, so taking it out, do you burn it afterwards, or
do you guys do? So obviously, they're on hooks. So you just put it back in a box or in a bag.
They're not on hooks even.
It just folds up like a fucking envelope.
Yeah, no, it really does.
Folds up. Mine doesn't. I have to take it apart.
What is it? A suitcase?
Pretty much.
That's awesome.
You should see these things. They're fucking awesome. It comes apart at the top and the middle and the bottom, I think. But it's not the shit you have to put in each branch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
Oh, I have to put each branch in mine.
Oh, fuck that.
It doesn't take that long, though. No. It's fine.
So last time I had to do that, it took me 9 hours with my father-in-law, and I wanted to fucking strangle him.
The tradition at the church household is I just burn the Christmas tree instead of disposing of it properly. And
inside your house?
I wish I could, but I don't. But what's crazy is the Christmas tree is so dry by the time it's done. When you burn it, if you're not careful, and the one time I, one year, it literally is an engulfing black smoke flame. And I did it one time when it was windy, and the tree actually came out of the burn basket, you want to call it.
Shit.
And Dana comes running out screaming at me, shouting, get back in the house. But anyway,
we wouldn't have
the
your
tree
lovely
was
voice
rolling,
if you got
rolling down the fucking lawn. And I had to go grab, dive at it. An American gladiator.
So after that experience, would you say burning it?
Yeah,
sensible?
You burn the fucking tree, all right?
Even after that?
Yeah. Sensible or not, how do you dispose of it?
If you do it safely, that could be sensible, but if it's Ryan Church doing it, not sensible.
I didn't know we had Smokey the Bear sitting here from Colorado Mountain.
You're right. Stop, drop, and roll, Ryan.
Thanks, Cliff.
You just cover it in kerosene and you bring out a flamethrower.
I should have Scott shoot his grenade launcher at my Christmas tree.
It's so awesome.
So you guys have fake. So when do you guys put up your tree? And I'll say, when do I get my tree?
Tree day.
When the fuck? Arbor Day? Is it Earth Day t-shirt?
Oh my, Amber's wearing an Arbor Day t-shirt right
Doesn't
now.
Love surprise the
Earth.
Me.
Oh my God. Earth nut.
I put mine up the day after Halloween.
That's fucking ridiculous.
That's just too soon.
I'll listen to Christmas music and kind of start getting in the mold, but
buy yourself gifts.
Putting your tree up?
Come okay, on. Well, like I said, I have to put every branch on the tree. So if I'm going to put in that much work, I want it up for two straight months.
Yours sound very inefficient.
Yeah. You need
a
new
fucking system.
You need a pop-up tree though. Like
yeah,
me.
You got to get a better system. How long have you guys had your trees? So you said they're not real and they last a long time. How long have you had yours?
I just bought mine last year because we just moved into a house.
That's a good testimony. Mm-hmm. What about you, Taylor?
Few years. Maybe four, but we're buying a new one this year because...
Oh, yeah, here, see? Wow. Oh, every five, 45 years...
The wife wants a bigger one.
Yeah. What? So, okay, are they white or green? Do you guys do the white or the green?
Green.
Multi?
Okay. What's multi?
The lights are multi?
Purple?
The lights are multi. Green, of
okay,
course.
Okay, thank God. At least you guys said that.
Yeah. No, we're getting a 40-footer, though.
You should just put it out, like, just decorate one of your trees outside.
Have Christmas on it. Yeah. I'm sure there's fucking hill rods that do that.
That would be kind of awesome.
Amber's like, yeah, we did that.
I was showing Amber, we have these, in Antioch, we have these weird fucking, like, statues of people that are placed around town, like, during Christmas time. They're from, like,
The Christmas Carol.
The Christmas Carol.
It's
the Dickens.
Terrifying.
It's saying Dickens, like, Christmas, and it's so fucking
creepy.
Weird.
Yeah.
Ebenezer they didn't have Scrooge. Eyeballs.
Yeah.
You kind of remind me of Ebenezer Scrooge.
I would love to meet Ebenezer.
Don't you feel like you could see like a Scrooge? He just, if you
Ebenezer is my
winter.
Ebenezer's my middle name.
Raw Dog Ebenezer.
Raw Dog Ebenezer. People call me Neezer for short. So wait, what did we decide? So Amber decorates the day after Halloween.
Yep.
Way too early.
Nope.
So not fucking sensible.
Just on time.
Not sensible.
Not sensible.
When did
you
decorate, Ryan?
So we get our tree like the weekend after Thanksgiving. So I'll get it next weekend.
And I said tree day.
So we'll decorate it early December.
Tree day.
Not on fucking Halloween.
Yeah, Halloween is too
the day after Halloween.
Stupid.
I'm like right before Thanksgiving.
So now that we voted that it's not sensible, you can't do that every
day. Now I got to go take it down.
Yeah, you can't do it. Yeah, mm-hmm. Put it back up.
Okay, what about this Christmas classic? Eggnog.
With alcohol?
Either way.
I like eggnog. But it's
disgusting.
I knew you were going to say that. It's got to be in like small quantities because it's so thick and filling. Ugh,
throwing up out of your ass drinking eggnog, not good.
Has that happened to you?
Yeah, it's sick, but I don't like the flavors. Who wants to drink a drink that's like, it's like spiced milk.
Yeah, I don't like the flavor of it either.
Oh, so I really, really love non-alcoholic eggnog.
What is it? Does anybody know what it is?
Eggnog.
Yeah, eggnog.
Well, what's a nog? What's
a
nog?
Know. It's like milk or
the chicken
cream.
Just shits an eggnog egg and you just stir beat it in there?
I think there's milk in it.
Will someone please reach out to our social media and explain to us, define what eggnog is and the ingredients?
Or we can just look it up after
the
show.
No, we want participation.
I don't like the alcoholic one, though, as strange as that is, because I like spiked
shit. What is the alcohol
in
eggnog? Oh, yeah, it is brandy.
Yeah. I don't like brandy, maybe. Maybe that's the thing. I feel like only grandmas drink brandy in the fucking
South. I don't like brandy. So you said you'll drink it non-alcoholic.
I'll drink both. But if it's an alcoholic one, I'll have like one glass. And if I'm at a party or whatnot, I'll drink one. Like I don't not like it. I'm used to the non-alcoholic one. It's just so tasty to me. But you get a stomach ache. It's fucking
It's sick. Thick. It's like the people that you drink White Russians.
I don't drink those either.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Do you do eggnog, non-alcoholic, eggnog, alcoholic? Do you do either of them?
No, I don't do either. I'll try a sip of like the non-alcoholic one every year to see if like my taste buds changed, but I've never liked it.
Still tastes like complete asshole. No, and no to both.
What about gift bags? We're talking gifts. I mean, do you guys wrap everything or do
Are
you
we
just
talking
throw
about
things
giving
in bags?
Or receiving?
Both.
I will say giving, gift bag. receiving, wrap my shit up.
I would say the same thing. It's fun to open it. Yeah, it's fun to unwrap shit, but it's so much easier to just
throw shit in a bag and throw a tissue paper. When I give. Yeah. And I just throw it in and put one sheet of paper in.
I love wrapping presents. I love wrapping presents. I like make a full day of it at least. And I do all the bows and the cards and the tags.
Do you have the perfect like creases in the gifts?
I try. I'm not as good as my mom, but I'm learning.
Do you where you take the ribbon and you take the scissors and you do a little squirrely cue?
Put like a little sprig of a Christmas tree, tie that on there.
I want to have a wrapping off with you this year.
Yes, we should.
Because I think I could wrap a better gift than Amber.
Oh, you're on.
Do you remember?
She's a five at
You remember in fucking Christmas Vacation when like Aunt Betty or whatever, the fucking old like great aunt wraps the cat?
Oh, yeah.
So funny.
Was that the chick from most of her career was in
porn?
Everybody Loves Raymond.
Was it? Oh, no, I think that's the mother. It's not.
You're talking about the aunt, you said.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Pretty funny stuff. That I love that movie. There's so many good Christmas movies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
it's been a good a part one talking about Christmas. You guys stay tuned because in the second part, we're going to do something very special, and that is we are going to have a special Christmas caroling section. And I know you guys heard the hook in this episode, so just wait till the three of us start singing Christmas carols.
You don't want to miss this.
Don't miss it.
See you guys.